Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back. I'm Kirsten.
I'm Deja.
And this is the Not Safe for Work podcast.
Say it again, sis. Third time's a charm. The Not Safe for Work podcast. Are you in the right place?
Right. Are you sure this is where you need to be?
If not, keep listening. Right. You're here now. Close the door, yeah. Kirsten. Lock them in.
Anyway, how was your week?
My week was good.
That's good.
Minus yesterday. Mm. Oh my gosh, I had a severe migraine.
Oh.
One day this week, yeah. So that took me out.
That's the worst.
Had me like nauseous.
Yeah.
I throbbing from the front to the back of the head. One of them. Other than that, I told you a little bit, but I had my first poll working experience.
Yes.
Early voting started here in Georgia, and I worked the polls on Wednesday as a greeter. Shout out to anybody who came through at the South Cobb Library. If you are a Cobb County resident and you feel like coming to see me, come to the South Cobb Library next Monday, Wednesday, or Friday in the evening after 4 p.m. I will be there, all right? Just to give y'all a heads up about how early voting works, if you are in the state of Georgia, remember, you can vote at any early voting location that is open in your county. You have to go within your county, but you can go to any location. So this is really the way to get around voter suppression, honestly. Actually, don't come see me. I'm in a minority-majority area. If you live in Cobb County, going up to the North Cobb precincts. I know they ain't got no lines up there. Go where the white people are. You are free to do so, okay? You don't have to succumb to what they try to put us through. Go enjoy you some suburban, lavish white people life.
Alrighty now.
But nonetheless, the important message is it's early voting. Get out. And again, if you're in Georgia, you can early vote at any location in your county. You do not have to vote at your actual precinct. Other than that, my week has been good. I am so excited to get to the work playlist. I have like I'm going to
you have
drop a load on
oh,
you guys.
Geez. Okay. Ah! Okay, here we go.
That got me through today. Okay. Kirsten, how was your week?
It's been an interesting week, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. On Sunday morning around 2 a.m.
I'm scared.
Marlon's car broke down.
How do you know? Where was he at Sunday morning?
Well, he was
at 2
out with his friends.
What the fuck was he doing out at 2 a.m. during Corona?
Girl.
But the Rona, though.
Like, you know. Anyway, he was out with his friends.
That was God.
Maybe. So then, because, you know, the pilot friend was in town and all that.
Oh, yeah. The pilot.
The pilot friend. Mm-hmm. So yes. They were all hanging out or whatever, mm-hmm. and he was on his way home.
Mm-hmm.
And it got about 4 o'clock. I woke up. I was like, feeling that. I said, he ain't here. What the hell?
You know what?
Where's my phone? I'm in the dark looking for my phone. FaceTime him. He answers, hey, babe, where are you? It's 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the side of the road. What? I'm sorry. Why are you on the side of the road?
Because you went out during the coronavirus.
My car won't start. I said, how long have you been out there? Since like 2. Marlon.
What was he doing?
Well, he called his insurance.
Oh, okay.
And then insurance said they couldn't get a tow truck to him until 8 in the morning. So he was like, I'm not about to sit there. I'm not about to sit here till 8 in the morning. So then he has his, I don't know if it's his cousin or what. He got another friend that's a cop. So he was like, if you call the police, they can get a tow truck out here faster. So he calls the police. They come, call a tow truck. Tow truck comes, tows him to his cousin's house because they wouldn't tow him to my house. It was too far, they said.
Where was he?
Down the street by Stone Mountain, I think he was.
What?
And they wouldn't come to me. And I said, I'm not that far.
What was he doing out in Stone Mountain?
Well, he was, I don't know. I forgot the name of the place that
There's
he was at.
There's too many holes in this story.
No, I can't remember the name of the place he was at, but he has a cousin that actually lives in Stone Mountain.
They went to Stroker's?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was one of them Guyanese things.
I don't know. Okay. All the Caribbean spots are way out on the east side.
Yes.
I don't know what
and
that
don't know.
Is. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
They had some Juve shit going on.
My sister-in-law was probably there.
They
be at these random.
I didn't know existed. I'm telling you, he went to a paint thing. Like it was. I was like, okay, fine.
Okay.
So he does that. Car gets towed. He's like, it just won't start, and I don't know why.
It's probably the battery.
It wasn't the battery because it the lights and stuff still came on. It literally was like it wanted to start, but it just wouldn't.
Sounds like the battery.
It's not the battery. The battery is fully charged. We checked.
Okay.
So then, later on Sunday, when he finally gets back to the house, we go to the car. Car still won't start, so we got to get it towed to the shop. Long story short, the boy's car is still in the shop to this day. It's the fuel pump that he has to get replaced. So then he couldn't get a rental because for some fucking reason, his insurance wouldn't give him a rental reimbursement because it wasn't because of an accident. Pissed me the fuck off. I said, that's crazy.
Who's he insured through?
Geico.
Well.
I said, we're going to get you off they ass because that's some fuck shit.
I don't go with insurance companies that think this shit is a joke. Watch their commercials. This is not a joke. And y'all think y'all think insurance is funny, clearly.
I said, USAA would have gave me a damn rental car.
USAA would have had a tow truck out there.
They would have, ma'am, are you okay? Do you need... Is there anywhere you can go? Do we need to send you somewhere?
We couldn't get in touch with the tow truck company, so I am actually on my way
to come and get you. I promise you, USAA would have been there, okay? So anywho, I'm like, Marlon, we're going to let Geico go when your 6 months is up with them. He was like, yeah. I said, because first of all, they only give you rental reimbursement with an accident? Type of fuck shit is that?
Yeah.
I said, what are you supposed to do then? Like, I don't understand.
Where's his car in the shop? Is it at a Jeep place?
No, it's at where he bought it at CarMax. So, and
CarMax not do loaners?
They don't. But what we did find out, he has the extended warranty through CarMax. Mm-hmm. So they will give him a rental reimbursement.
Okay.
So we had to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they were like, we can't give you the rental until they open the claim for it and it gets approved.
Mm-hmm.
His car had been sitting there since Sunday. Won't start. So they're like, oh, we got to pull it in. We got to push it in. Yeah, yeah, all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get the claim open till Wednesday.
Oh, man.
So he had to drive my car to work just so he could, like, live life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck in the house because I'm like, got my car and can't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then finally, they open the claim. We're like, okay, can y'all set up the rental car for him to go pick up?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't have the ability to reserve it for you. You have to go to Enterprise and we can instruct them how to direct bill it or whatever.
Oh.
And we're like, I'm like, what? I'm like, see, I don't have these type of problems.
No.
USAA would have been like, ma'am, you can go pick it up at XYZ at this time.
That and it for, I don't even have to do the claim stuff with insurance. Like when I had to get my new transmission.
Yeah.
It's just, I took it to my dealer and Nissan gave me a loaner.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, CarMax should have loaners. All them fucking cars on the lot, you know? But they were like, oh, we don't have loaners. Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't make sense, but whatever.
I'm irritated for him.
Me and him both. By Friday, I said, fuck CarMax. Fuck Geico, for sure.
And fuck Jeep, because y'all are reason for all this
shit. Okay, damn.
Because what year is his car?
A 2014.
This should not be. But I've always heard Jeeps are not good cars.
Well, that's the thing. They have, one, Jeeps usually hold their appreciation, like their value.
That is true.
They do. Now, it depends on how
they're popular.
Right, but it depends on how the owner before him treated the car. You know what I mean? And the night he was out, it was that night it stormed really, really bad. So I think he said he went through like a really deep puddle or something
maybe
like that.
That
so
it.
He thinks some water probably got into the fuel pump or whatever. All that to say, we finally get to an Enterprise yesterday.
Okay.
We're like, okay, we're here. He's got the car. Let me call the people so they can direct bill it. We don't do direct billing here.
At that location or what?
We don't do direct billing at this location. Why? Every Enterprise does direct billing. Yeah, we don't have the authorization. Our branch manager won't approve it. I said, he told y'all it was getting billed to CarMax when he called you to reserve this shit. One of y'all, whoever the fuck he talks to, should have told him that before we drove up here.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, y'all in this miscommunication shit, that's not okay. She was like, I don't know who you talk to. he said, look, I called here and I told you this is getting billed to MaxCare or whatever the fuck it's called. And y'all said, okay, that's fine. Then I get here and y'all telling me, oh, we can't do that.
Got to get names when you talk to people, bro.
Girl, luckily we called the people that are like, we can just, we'll reimburse him for it. It's fine, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, whatever. But I said, regardless, y'all need to set it up where y'all can reserve the car in your system so we don't have to deal with this shit. Lord. And number two, whoever the fuck you talk to at Geico, I need their number because they're going to hear some shit from me.
Oh, my goodness.
I was pissed. When I heard, oh, we don't do rental car reimbursements for body repairs.
I don't know if USAA does either.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes. I've had
it done. For non-accidents?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had to because I just got it straight through the dealer.
I've only had to do it, I think, once, but they do it.
Got you.
So yeah, that was my majority of my week trying to get his car situated and then getting a rental car. I have never had that big of an issue getting a rental car in my life. Mm-mm. So hopefully they're supposed to be done with his car Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping because he misses his car so bad. I just want my Jeep back.
You'll get it back. To break down on you again. Y'all gonna keep buying these Jeeps.
You know what? Like, that car, like, it's done good so far. I really think it was the storm. He said, I drove through a giant fucking puddle. Mm. He said, and I'm pretty sure water got in. So.
Well, let me tell you, I can't buy a Jeep then. Because your girl.
Be all up through the puddles?
Be all up through everything. What you mean? I drive everything like it's a freaking Hummer.
Ma'am. Ma'am, that's why Roxy Curbs. Is done with you. Roxy is like, ma'am, let me go. Let me go.
Curbs, puddles.
Oh, jeez.
Riding over stuff. See. Branches. Craziness, man.
I can't.
Sometimes I laugh. I just can't help but laugh at myself.
It's just like, well, oh. Boom, 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 boom. Like, oh, shit. Sorry. Whoopsie. My bad.
Roxy will be paid off on November 1st.
Ooh, snap. She going to be a owner for real.
It's going to take everything in me.
To what?
To not buy a new car.
Oh, yeah, that's the hard one.
For at least a year.
I'm not going to. Me and my daddy was just having this conversation with my mama because she wants a new car. Mm-hmm. She wants the X4, the BMW X4, the truck. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a truck, whatever.
Thing, yeah, crossover thing.
That thing. I like them. They're nice. Mm-hmm. But anywho, she was like, yeah, I went and test drove it. They were driving by or whatever. Now, mind y'all, my mom is a unique case. She don't go nowhere. She has a BMW that she's had for almost 10 years that has maybe 50.
Stop.
Maybe 50,000. Like, maybe.
Like my grandma.
It may be less than 50, honestly. She's only gotten 2 oil changes on it in the entire time she's had it because she don't go nowhere.
What in the world?
Well, because when she got it, she had to drive to work the entire time. Then she got a new job where she works from home, except for Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And then even now with the pandemic, she really don't go nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So she ain't putting no miles on the damn car.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the caveat. So she goes to the BMW dealership, test drives it or whatever, because she's like, I'm getting older. I don't want to sit low anymore. My knees, whatever.
You're cool. Only getting in and out of it 4 times a year.
If that.
You be all right.
If that. Okay.
Ma'am. My knees.
Ma'am. So then I'm like, my dad and her go and test drive it or whatever. So she's like, yeah, I really like it. It looks good. So she's test driving it. And she's like, she calls me to show me the car or whatever, FaceTime.
Like you care.
I can't afford the shit, so.
Do you like my new car?
But it's nice.
Sure.
It's nice. It's a nice car. It truly is. So she's like, all right. The guy, she's talking to the guy. I guess she went before, and they were out of stock because they were like, they're so popular right now, we haven't been able to keep them in stock. So she was like, call me when they're back. So one day she just went over, and she was like, yeah, no one called me. The guy's like, we've had these in stock for like 2-3 weeks. I said, well, fuck
So I
whoever.
Need a discount.
Right. I said, well, fuck whoever the salesperson was you originally talked to because they don't want no commission. Right. Whatever. So she's like, yeah, I test drove it. I really like it. And my dad was like, okay, so what you going to do? Like, what's, and she was like, I don't know. I'm getting ready for retirement. Mind you, my mom's 60. She's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm getting ready for retirement. So I'm paying things off. Yada, yada, yada. And I said, me and my dad were sitting on the phone. I said, Ma, you know how much money you going to get for your car? And she was like, you think so? Me and my dad looked at her like,
You don't go anywhere.
You don't go nowhere. You got a car that's 7 years old in pristine condition with less than 50,000 miles on it, and you've only had to get an oil change twice. I said, you're going to get at least 15, 20 G's on that car.
For sure.
Ma'am.
For sure.
I said, and then we're in a pandemic. Do you know they throwing cars at people right now?
Who are you telling? Because they keep calling me trying to get me to get the new rug.
Girl.
No.
Well, we know we can get you. First of all, I don't want no damn rug.
Right. I don't want another rug.
Second of all, I done told you my car about to be called. Stop calling me.
I said, ma'am. So the guy.
They're giving these things
she goes,
away.
Yeah, the car is like 58 grand or something, right? She was like, yeah, the guy told me he could get it to me for 50.
No, ma'am, he can get it to you for about 46, 45, I said, Ma, maybe even 42.
I said, Ma, okay, he can get it to you for 50. That's negotiable. I said, on top of that, you got good credit. On top of that, you make good money. On top of that, you have a car that anybody would take because you don't drive it.
She should be walking away from that thing owing $30,000
at most. At most, okay? I said, Ma, you can get that car for about 30 G's after the trade-in. And I said, and the interest rate
is going to
be
super
low.
I
said, you might get a 1 or 2% interest rate. And really, you might get zero.
Yeah.
So if you don't go take your ass to BMW and get that damn car.
Yeah.
I said, she was like, well, you know, I just, with retirement, me and my dad said, girl, that payment is not about to affect shit.
No.
Because it's going to be so goddamn low.
Yeah.
Go get your damn car.
But look, at the same time, don't talk your mama out of spending your inheritance money. That's how I always see it. Because as you can see.
I ain't worried about her. It's my daddy that I got to, like, I'm.
My inheritance just be, they just be willy-nilly playing with my future.
Nah, they ain't messing with my inheritance. I already know what I'm, like, I done seen the numbers. They be fine. They gonna be good. I ain't worried.
I mean, I've seen numbers too.
I worry.
But the way my parents like to live life.
That's true.
I'm convinced they.
But your parents be out in the streets more than mine do.
Exactly.
Yeah, mine ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. They like to. Worry. And not only do they like to be out in the streets, they like to be cute.
Oh, 100%. Out in the streets. Absolutely.
But y'all want me to have a baby.
I can't. So, yeah, I think she said she was going this weekend. She was like, I think I'm going to go and just have him run some numbers. I said, have him run some numbers and just go get your car.
Make sure your daddy go with her.
He is.
I want her to muscle them down.
Oh, he is. My dad, my dad just bought a new car and he ended up negotiating down some god awful amount.
Right.
So I said, yeah, my dad was like, me and my dad were like, girl, if that car is 58, he can get it to you for 50. You got to trade and that's at least 15, 20 G's. You'll be fine.
Yep.
I said, if any time is the time to get a car, it's right now.
Literally.
I said, you wait until 62, 63, shit is going to be on the upswing and you won't get a deal.
Yeah.
So just go get your car.
Unless Donald Trump's still president.
That's true. But
we don't
want to
take that risk.
You know, let's just be wishful here.
Right.
Let's, you know.
Right.
So I think she's going to end up with the X4 by this weekend.
Yay.
I'm pretty sure. It's a really nice car. So I'm like, girl, go and live your life.
Good for her.
It's fine. I'm going to be driving it anyway when she moved down here because she's going to be like, can you drive? I'll just ride. I'm the chauffeur when I'm around. I don't mind it. I'm driving their car. They put gas in it. Shit. They still pay for everything.
No,
I just drive.
They stress me out when I'm driving too.
Why?
Too long. Because my mom, let her tell it, I'm a hard driver. Not despite the fact that I literally just told y'all I'm a hard driver.
I was about to say, well, you just admitted to being a hard driver.
Mom be like, oh my God, you're
That's
going over
dad.
These bumps too hard.
That's my
oh,
dad.
Slow down.
My dad.
Slow down.
My dad sits in the back seat when I drive. Girl. He'd be like, Mary, go on up there. Y'all talk. Y'all bond. Mother-daughter bonding time. I'll be in the back.
And then Jackie don't like my music. So it's just all in all.
Yeah, they don't bother me. My mama be, she with the shits, as you
my
know.
My mom is too. So. But Jackie, oh my God. Bitches and hoes. Bitches and hoes. Bitches and hoes. Do you let men call you like, talk to you like this? Tyrell be talking to you like this? No. Bitch. Fuck that bitch. Leave me alone. What?
No, it's yeah. When I chauffeur my mom around, my dad won't let me drive his shit at all. Because he does not like my driving. Stuff. But I'll drive my mama's cars all day long. BMWs ride well.
Girl, let's dive into this episode.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. We just went down a rabbit hole.
Kirsten went down a rabbit hole.
Just talking about cars. My bad.
I don't even like cars like that. I'm waiting for us to be able to teleport.
Oh, it's coming.
Or what's it called in Harry Potter? I can't remember the name of what they called it in Harry Potter. But yeah, that shit was cool. I wish I could do that. Talk about being on time.
Alrighty then.
I'd be on time.
Yes, you would. Could you do that?
That's how it is. Be like, circle them. Pop, man. Then they are where they are.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. I'd still be late after a while because then I'd be waiting to the last minute still to teleport.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I'm supposed to be there at 8:35. I'm not teleporting
at 8:35. Deja's in the mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deja's that person that'll tell somebody.
Hold on now. What's going on?
Y'all, let me just tell y'all. Years ago, I think this may have been your 26th birthday. How old was I? I don't remember, but it was when you had your thing at Urban Licks. Years ago. We got to be like 2-3 years ago. I think it was 26.
I don't know.
27. I was going to say 26 or 27. I was 25 at the time. 24. Deja tells everybody, yeah, meet me there at 8:30. Y'all, no. I be on time. You ain't got to lie to me, Craig. You could tell me what time you really going to be there. You could tell me because I'm going to be there.
You ain't got to lie to me, Craig.
I get there 8:25,
ooh,
you know.
Good for you.
On time, per use. So I'm in there. It was me and Jessica. I remember this. We were sitting there, sitting at the bar. I'm like, she said the reservations was for 8:30. It's about 8:45.
The reservation was probably, what, for 9?
So I called you,
mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, girl, where are you at? I'm at the bar sitting at Urban Licks, to Urban Licks. You're like, oh, yeah, I haven't left yet. Yeah. The reservations are actually at, I just said 8:30 so people would get there on time.
But Deja. But was everybody else there at 8:30?
No.
Exactly.
No. Which is why I said, you ain't got to lie to me. You could tell me the real time.
But that gets too complicated telling half the bunch, like, let me tell my timely friends the time. Let me tell
you know. Now tell you Kirsten know. The real, I don't leave my house until I'm supposed to be there now. I know. Like today, we said 4:30. I left my house at 4:25.
Well, that wasn't my
fault. It wasn't always your fault. But I knew. But I knew. Damn it, I knew.
I'm just convinced God wants me to be a little late. It's probably kept me alive sometimes.
Anyway, all right. So let's get into these hot topics, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not a timely person. But I'm not an awful timely. Like, I'm not one of those people. I love you, sis.
Oh, here we go. I already know where you're going with this. I know exactly who she's about to say. Go ahead.
But I always have Rita on to be like,
two.
It could be worse.
It could.
It could be worse.
It could. Like, what was it? Where did we go? Your damn proposal day. We all was eating. Rita Scrub. Hey, y'all.
Man.
Rita, it's 2:00. I love Rita though. Ooh, she's so sweet.
Me too.
Oh, that's my boo.
Oh goodness. My God.
That's her. We always be like, y'all tell Rita 2 hours in advance.
Yeah.
She'll be there on time. Tell
on
her
time.
The thing is at 1, tell her 11. Mm-hmm. Tell her 11. Yep. She gonna be there when you need her to be there. And Rita be like, that's not funny. Ma'am.
Well.
You don't be here.
Well. But yes, I could be worse.
I can't. Anywho, all right. In some positive news, Nicki Minaj gave birth to a little baby boy.
Yes.
Don't know his name or anything like that, but kudos to her. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mother Onika.
Yep. Let's see what else has gone on today. Oh, yesterday there were dueling town halls. Honestly, y'all, I didn't watch either one.
I tuned into Joe's.
I knew Joe's would be fine as far as, like, he's Joe.
It would bore me.
If I wanted entertainment, I would have turned to Trump. Bored. I would have. Because I saw the clip of him arguing with that damn moderator. Per
you. Oh, not the moderator. I thought you were about to say with a person, and I was about to be like, oh, no.
I'm sure he argued with a person as well.
Well, I heard the ratings. Joe Biden got like a couple more million viewers or something than he did.
That's fake news. So you know that's going to be fake news.
He's salty. Or be he will salty, be salty.
Don't nobody care, bro.
Right.
He argued with that lady about, what was he arguing with her about? Mind you, the woman, the moderator was a lawyer in training. No, not a lawyer in training, a lawyer by trade.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't letting him dodge shit.
Oh, good for her.
She was like, no, but she was like, we need a president, not someone's crazy uncle.
Oh.
I said, oh, I missed that? Damn.
Well, everybody was salty with NBC for even doing it.
Yeah, because it's like, why would y'all?
Why?
Why give this man a platform? Why? But hey, I mean, they said half the amount of time of that town hall was dedicated to his response to coronavirus, and he just never answered a question.
Oh,
per usual.
Well, are we surprised?
I ain't surprised.
Yeah, I decided. I tuned into Joe Biden's. I said, nothing new. Let me go continue watching The Wire.
You're watching The Wire?
Yeah, I started it.
Thoughts?
I don't know when I started it. Sometime after I finished the first half of Power Book 2. It's good so far. It's finally, like, the first few episodes were a little boring. But, I mean, it's so much building.
It takes a minute.
Which I got. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep watching. Yeah.
You'll eventually see where that gift comes, that one gift where the guy is like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Weebay. Yeah, yes.
I can't wait.
That is the infamous gift.
I can't wait for that.
He's like, that's my favorite.
I can only imagine what it would be about. It's but funny. I'm almost done with season one. I think I'm a little more than halfway through season one.
I think which one?
So
is
many
favorite?
People in there's that, a that lot. I never.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that you just did not know. That's where they got their start at. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I was like, oh wow, so and so's in there.
It's a
girl.
Uh-oh. What?
So I'm watching it last night, and Tyrell comes in stoned.
Okay,
and is back there eating chicken wings, and then what did he say? He said, I can't remember if he said something like, I didn't know she was in this show, or, oh, no, I think he said something like, something about her not looking sexy.
Who?
I can't remember her name now, but the main lady detective.
Detective? Yeah!
Right, so I'm like, yeah, well, she's playing a lesbian.
Yeah, she plays a lesbian a lot. But what is her name in that show?
I was like, she plays a lesbian here, so she's not supposed to, you know, be looking, quote-unquote, sexy. Sanja John, Detective Kima.
Yes, Kima. Detective Kima.
So I'm like, you know, she's supposed to be playing a little hard, you know, and he was like, well, she don't ever look sexy. I was like, I don't know anything else that she's been in. And he was like, you know, MC Light done been in stuff. Pause.
MC Light.
Pause. I said, what?
Who?
Where?
Right.
What? That's MC Light. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. This is a light-skinned, half-Asian-looking woman.
With long, curly-ass hair.
That don't look like it. Look it up. That's MC Light.
No, it's not, honey. No.
Mm-mm. Pulls up the lady's name. It's Sonja John.
Well,
she looked like MC Light, nigga.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She looks nothing like MC Light, Lord.
I was like, woo, child, you high stop. Ass. You gotta stop smoking that stuff.
Okay, go on.
I don't know what you looking at right now,
child. I can't,
Lord.
It gets good though. Omar,
it's already good.
Omar is by far my favorite character. He's the most.
That was Barack Obama's favorite character.
I could. He's the most. To me, he's the most fully evolved/progressive character in that show.
Okay.
Because Omar lives by a code. Mm-hmm. And he don't ever stray from the code. But he's a bad guy and a good guy. Like, he's...
Yeah.
You feel about Omar, but I love Omar. He's great.
I'm not rooting for nobody right now.
When he's walking through and they like, Omar coming, and they just start dropping the bags out the bed.
Yes, yeah. I saw that.
Oh, a gay gangster. Okay.
Yep. Honey, I'm excited. It's been good so far.
You'll enjoy it. It's a good show.
Yeah.
I think it's season 2 and season 3 that are really, really good.
I can imagine, because season 1's been a lot of building.
A lot of stuff.
But we're just now getting to the point where it's starting to, like, the wires are starting to be mm-hmm. impactful, but they can't figure out how they keep getting caught up. And then the whole Omar with them battle is happening. So, yeah, I'm excited about season 2.
Yeah.
The acting is really good nonetheless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a good show. And apparently, I didn't know this, but The Wire was set to get canceled after every season that it had.
Why?
Because I forgot what HBO was saying. Like, either the ratings weren't that great at sometimes, or they just didn't see a reason for the show, yada, yada, yada. But The Wire is by far HBO's most groundbreaking / popular shows there is. The Wire has a cult.
It does. Truly. I mean, it's considered to be like one of the best shows ever made. Mm-hmm. But there's
no bad season of The Wire.
Okay. It does surprise. When I started watching it, though, I was like, this doesn't give me HBO vibes.
No.
It gave me like network TV vibes. Yeah. But that's because it gives you like a SVU, mm-hmm. Law and Order kind of mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. You'll After like I finish it. This, I'm going to watch The Sopranos.
Okay.
From season 1.
Okay. You'll like The Wire. It's really good. I like the way they just built it up and the whole shit. Oh. All right. What was I talking about before we mentioned The Wire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember either.
I'm not helpful. I mean, we talked about the
debate.
We talked about
yes,
the debate.
Yes, that's why we got into The Wire. That's how we got into The Wire. Okay. Did we talk about Chrissy Teigen and John Legend?
We did. We sent thoughts to them after the miscarriage.
Okay. John Legend came out and dedicated a performance to her.
I heard.
It was so sweet.
I didn't know anybody watched the Billboard Music Awards.
I've never watched them.
I haven't.
But
in
I watched
like 15
his
years.
I watched his like performance just to see. And Doja Cat, like the clip of Doja Cat.
Oh,
doing,
yeah.
She
I saw
was
her,
getting it. I said, go ahead, girl.
Yeah, she had full choreo, y'all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And then Jordan Woods, y'all, has an OnlyFans. That's the only thing I can come up with right now. Sorry.
You heard about Tyga's OnlyFans, though?
Yeah,
I'm
it was
tempted.
All over Twitter.
I'm tempted.
I said, well, what the hell is in there? Where did he at? $24.99? I might have that.
I don't know how the subscription service works.
It's
I don't need it for an extended period of time.
Month.
I only need it for a day.
Just a day.
I just need to see what's going on, and then I'm good. Amber Rose has one now.
Yep.
And I know that content
is lit.
I'm sure it is. Mm. Okay. So there's that. Mm. All these celebrities, but I've heard how that's not very good.
For actual sex workers? Mm. Yeah, no, because they're changing the way OnlyFans works now because of them. And the people that were on there in the beginning are now suffering because you got celebrities on here saying subscribe to my OnlyFans to get more raunchier photos than I put on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not
what this is for.
No. And you're fucking it up.
Fucking it up. You saw the clip of the girl on OnlyFans and her cat comes. She's like on the ground pose, like being sexy, finger in her mouth. Finger in her mouth. Sorry, I need to slow that down.
Finger in her mouth.
I was like, that sounded weird.
It did.
She had her finger in her mouth. It's and all of a sudden, her cat comes to my steps.
It was like, bitch.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Cat I was like, that would be Cardi.
Yeah,
that would be Cardi.
Don't give a damn.
Next thing you know, a ball's in
right,
my
mouth. Right, rolls over.
And then you see this dog looking at me like,
you going to throw it or not?
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Netflix has ended their 30-day free trial, so all y'all with as many
what?
Emails. Yeah, you didn't know?
No.
Netflix says, skirt, we don't need that anymore. Let me see. I think
wow.
I see it says, Free trials are not available anymore, but you can still sign up and take advantage of all Netflix has to offer.
That's going to be interesting if they keep that or if they, because most of them have at least 7-day.
Yeah, I usually see the 7-day one, mm-hmm. but the 30-day one is gone. So all y'all that keep creating new emails just so you can get Netflix, it's a wrap.
Netflix has had the year of their life.
They have. They're making bank, I'm sure.
If anybody's interested in learning more about kind of the history of Netflix and just the company in general, I recommend listening to the podcast Land of the Giants. They did Amazon season one and Netflix season two. The Netflix one was better to me. But maybe that's just because Netflix interested me more than Amazon. It was so interesting to hear kind of about, one, they did a whole episode on like the Netflix blockbuster thing, mm-hmm. and how that was, because every time you only hear like Netflix ruined blockbuster.
Yeah,
not necessarily the case. Blockbuster kind of ruined themselves.
Blockbuster could have bought Netflix. Wasn't that the case?
Well, yeah, Netflix CEO/founder, they went to Blockbuster, pitched themselves, and Blockbuster turned it down.
Today, if they would have just, and I know whoever was over Blockbuster at the time is like, damn.
They hated Netflix. They thought they were these little nuances. Mm-hmm. Nuisances.
There you go.
Nuisances, like they, like the pebble in their shoe. Mm. But what really ended up taking Blockbuster down was they ended up being bought by some company that refused, because Blockbuster had this successful online, basically they copied everything. They had these people that were going into like Netflix's headquarters early on, pretending to be fans to like, but they were really workers for Blockbuster, taking notes on, they'd be like, I love Netflix, I've been a subscriber for so long, can I get a tour of your facility? Dumbass Netflix would be like, sure. They were taking everything back, and Blockbuster like copied.
Recreated it.
Yeah, and it was doing really well. And then the company ended up getting bought by, I can't remember who, but that, whoever they got bought by, like didn't believe in the whole internet culture expansion.
Yeah.
They thought the dot-com bubble was going to burst kind of thing. And they shut all that stuff down that they had been doing. And Blockbuster tanked like a year or two later.
Wow.
It was interesting.
I used to love going to Blockbuster on a Friday night.
The other thing I didn't realize
okay.
that Netflix was the first to do was there's an episode on this and just the content side of it and how Netflix was the first to take these washed up shows on TV,
mm-hmm.
show them on Netflix, mm-hmm. and people became re-obsessed with shows mm-hmm. that weren't, Breaking Bad was getting ready to be canceled. Mm-hmm. Netflix picked it up. People started binge watching Breaking Bad. This was like the first show that this happened with. That's why mm-hmm. I'm using Breaking Bad as an example. Mm-hmm. It grew the popularity. There were more viewers on whatever season came back after they put Breaking Bad on Netflix mm-hmm. than they had been like total combined in all the seasons.
Damn.
And it made it the huge popular hit that it was.
They did that with you.
Yeah.
Because you got canceled.
On Lifetime, and right? Then, or something like that.
Fuck is watching Lifetime?
People.
Yes, for them damn murdered at 17, right. kidnapped at 17, a mom at 17. Like, damn. Anywho, sorry. Yeah, because you got canceled on Lifetime. Then they got put on Netflix. And everybody's like, what the hell is this?
Yep.
And now there's a season 3 coming in 2021.
And so some networks, that became their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, let's see if we can put this on Netflix and give get them it back.
All American now, is the same thing because All American got canceled.
Yep. But now it's this whole streaming wars thing. So everybody's snatching their content back. Yeah. But it's a little too late because they done gave all this Netflix money. Now Netflix is making their own bomb content.
Yeah.
And how, girl, it's a, y'all, I'm not going to go through this whole podcast, but y'all listen to it. Land of the Giants. It's really good.
Right now. Land of the Giants. Because
I
can keep talking
because I was like, whoa, just about how Netflix has literally changed the way we watch TV, the way they make TV.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what else has been happening, Kirsten?
All right, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy 40th birthday to Ashanti.
Girl.
Just out here. Dr. Dre's wife will not be getting $1.5 million, and she is now under investigation by the LAPD for alleged embezzlement.
What?
She is currently being accused of stealing $385,029 from her and Dr. Dre's record company. So there's that.
I just want to go back to Ashanti real quick.
Okay.
I was just telling my physical therapist, because we were talking about the Kardashian impact on kids and how they have these ideas of what they want to look like, but they don't realize that it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about people that we wanted to look like as a kid. And I was like, it was Ashanti for me.
Minus
like
the sideburns, yes.
People talked about the sideburns. They didn't bother me. But I would go into like my hairdresser and be like, Elvis. I'm going for the Ashanti circa happy video look. I want crimped hair. Oh, I want my hair crimped.
Okay.
I want to leave here looking like Ashanti. That was me at 11. Me at 29. I'm trying to look like Ashanti. Me taking pictures into the plastic surgeon. I want to leave here with my titties and my abs looking like Ashanti.
She looks so good at 40. My God.
I've always wanted to look like you. And I don't want to look like many people. I don't. I want to look like my best me. But there's not many people that's like, I want to look like you.
And I think the thing that took over was Tory Lanez has been charged in the shooting of Megan the Stallion, as that one kid said on Twitter. Meg the Stallion. Tory. It makes me laugh because he's from D.C. Roland damn Ray. Purr.
Nigga.
I will put my wheels on you.
I've seen that before.
With them long ass nails, sir.
Anyway,
Meg the Stallion cracks me up every time I watch that shit. I will put my wheels on you. Anywho, he faces up to 22 years in prison if convicted. He just got arraigned the other day. He appeared in court via phone. His bail was set to $190,000, which is nothing.
Right.
And he has there's a protection order against him, so he must stay away from Megan the Stallion. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, y'all.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in court. I hate that she has to go through all that, but I also, of course, want her to like see justice.
Yeah,
it's just gonna when it gets all up and running, it's gonna overshadow anything she's got going on right now. Yeah. So hopefully, we'll get probably like an album or something before that. But
hopefully,
it could throw a wrench in her plans. Nonetheless, we support Megan.
Goodness. My bad.
If you're bored with us,
no, I'm not,
how the
y'all.
Listeners feel.
Oh, my jeez. Anywho, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend did an interview with Gayle King on CBS this morning talking about the night of the murder of Breonna Taylor, because that's exactly what it is. He was basically saying, like, they didn't announce themselves. Had we known it was the police, we would have opened the door. But they didn't say that. And she was they were knocking. Gail asked a good question as far as, like, that knock. Like, did it knock, like, sound like it was the police? And he was like,
the hell does that sound like?
And he was like, if it was the police, I would have opened the door because we had nothing to hide. Why would I not open the door if I knew the police were outside? I thought someone was breaking in because you just bust through my shit. What are you? I haven't watched the entire interview. I've just seen clips on the internet. But, you know, prayers up to them. They didn't, of course, we already know that charges were not brought up against these officers. However, whoever this grand juror is that filed a motion for the actual transcripts and shit to be released.
Yeah, what happened with that?
They released audio. No transcripts, damn Cameron, fuck ass. They released 20 hours of audio, basically. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is, the grand juror was like, we couldn't charge them with murder because that wasn't a charge that was brought up. Mm-hmm. Like, if they don't bring up, this is what we want you to consider, we can't just make up a charge. That's not how it works. So he kept saying the grand jury didn't see a reason to charge them with murder, da da da. And the grand juror was like, that's because you didn't present that evidence for it to be murder. You didn't say we're considering murder. We need you guys to decide if we should indict. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
All you did was charge one person for shooting into somebody else's apartment.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So then he filed a motion trying to get them to close the transcripts or whatever. He never released the transcripts, just audio. Okay,
yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's
still in motion. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Beady hit chin ass.
He gets on my nerves.
Looking like Randall ass.
But honestly, that's pretty much it as far as hot topics. It really ain't been shit going on.
Girl, you just listed through like 9 million different things.
I mean, yeah, but you know, the biggest thing was the town halls, Tory Lanez in this.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay. Oh, and then Daniel Cameron is now gonna have
security.
Yeah. I security for him and his family following credible threats. Shut up.
Imagine that. Imagine that. You feel threatened.
Yep.
You at least you have the time, the right, the ability to hire security, unlike Miss Taylor.
Yep. Oh, there's one more thing, and this is just for shits and giggles.
Okay.
Baby Blue Whoa from Pretty Ricky is indicted on $24 million from that damn PPE
fund. Yes. I saw that.
Yep.
Bro, that made the Al Jazeera news. Yo, that made international news because of the amount that they are being
$24 million
fraud. Like, and my thing is, like, it blows my mind that anybody thought they were going to get away with this PPE fraud.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, y'all don't think they're, it's literally desperate times. The government is literally tooth and nail trying to figure out how to get money to all of these small businesses out here. And y'all think they're not going to monitor what the fuck y'all are buying with the money when you get it? Hello? Hello?
Okay, here it is. This is so funny. Y'all, rapper Baby Blue Whoa with four A's, formerly known as Baby Blue from R&B group Pretty Ricky, is in some hot water, yada, yada, yada. Y'all know.
Boiling water.
His Baby Blue, born Diamond Blue Smith, 36, and another man were charged in federal criminal complaints filed in the Southern District of Florida on numerous fraud charges. The men were hit with wire fraud, bank fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud.
My thing after is, seeking, false, that threw me off because I'm like, damn.
They got you for doing the shit and thinking about it. Damn. Doing it and thinking about doing it. Child.
Go ahead.
And bank fraud after seeking more than $25 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans promised by the Small Business Administration as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, a.k.a. CARES. It says, child,
y'all. You about to read what they bought?
Yes.
Dummies. Damn dummies.
Lord. Okay, he was arrested on Monday, October 5th. The DOJ also says the Florida rapper used false documents to receive a PPP loan for his company. Throwbackjersey.com LLC in the amount of $426,717. He obtained another loan for his Blue Star Records LLC company using falsified documents, in which he was given $708,065. The former 11 Hip Hop cast member allegedly withdrew $271,805
to get what, Kirsten?
In loan funds. I ain't done.
Oh.
In loan funds as well. In addition to the aforementioned loans, Baby Blue allegedly bought a $96,000 Ferrari.
Because that's how you ride low when you being a criminal. Idiot.
Which was seized at the time of his arrest, as well as other luxury items from the loans he received.
I can't stand
Tony C. Johnson, who was also arrested with him, is alleged to have obtained a PPP loan of $389,627 for his own company, Synergy Towing and Transport, using falsified documents. He
Taking
allegedly
out.
Paid a portion of the loan proceeds to co-conspirators in the scheme. The scheme allegedly involved the preparation of at least 90 fraudulent applications, most of which were submitted. The government also states that Baby Blue enlisted cohorts to file for loans, allowing him to receive kickbacks or illegal payments used as compensation for a transaction or service. 11 other people are involved in the case.
This, first of all, the other guy took out $300,000 loan for a towing company. Nigga probably got two tow trucks.
Child.
What you need $300,000 for to run a towing company?
Sir, throwbackjersey.com.
Then Mona Scott Young checks must not have been hitting.
They must not have. Sir, I don't understand how y'all think that they not watching what y'all do with this money. That's my thing. A $96,000 Ferrari.
If they weren't watching, they was going to be watching after you got that. Dummy.
Sir.
Dummy.
Sure.
Dummy. Y'all South Florida niggas think y'all can scam into heaven.
What topped it off for me is after all this shit comes out, this man posts a picture on Instagram and tooted and booted.
I saw that.
Talking about, pray for me, y'all, on the way to see the judge in 30 minutes.
Pray for what?
Sir.
Pray for them checks? Pray for what I'm praying for? It's your fraudulent ass.
And then comes back after he gets out of court to the shave room and comments is like, had a good day in court today, y'all. Facing life in prison, but it's all good. Sir.
First of all, I was mad because everybody was real hype for that second Millennium Tour, okay, which y'all was going
to
be on.
I was there,
y'all
so
showed
looking
out.
Forward to that.
Y'all showed out on the first one. Now, it's going to be pretty Rick. Missing a Y. Because your ass is definitely going to jail.
You are going to jail.
I think you said everything ain't what it seems, nigga. Well,
sir.
What is it then? Because
I'm trying to figure out.
This is a very detailed.
If the feds are coming after you, you best believe they got their shit on lock. They got their papers.
Lock.
They got their paperwork, bruh.
Girl.
I could see if it was like a county situation. Like, maybe, maybe not. But the feds, you playing with government money?
He should have
government money
took the JTL and said, yeah, I did it because who finna be broke?
That's
okay.
It. And gone to jail.
Take a plea deal. Something. They probably not even offering him
They
one.
Not even offering you
because
one.
It's such a locked in case. Lord. I hollered. I hate to see it. But
that's some nigga shit, bro. Going to see the judge in 30 minutes. I said, no, he didn't.
Pray for me. Nah,
no,
nigga.
You did this.
Meanwhile, it's people out here being rejected
because
they're out of money.
Like you. You stealing money that you don't need so you can go flash that shit on Instagram, which I'm sure you did.
And on South Beach.
Y'all, please, if you got a PPP loan, please use that shit for the right reasons or you will go to jail. If y'all think the IRS or whoever else, the feds, whoever the fuck else be tracking money, ain't watching your ass. They are watching you. They know exactly how much money you got, and they watching what account you put that shit in, and they watching every single transaction you make out of that account to make sure it goes for what you said it was going to go to.
Yeah.
You don't think it raised a red flag, sir, when you went and swiped your car for $96,000 at the Ferrari dealership?
Exactly.
Sir.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they said, well, what the hell is a throwbackjersey.com? Because we don't know.
Ooh, I wonder if they have jersey dresses.
They probably ain't got shit. That shit probably don't it's exist.
Fake.
Anywho,
it's
y'all,
fake.
That's all I got. Pray for Baby Blue, because he got to go see his judge. Niggas. He going to jail. He is going to jail, and now you done fucked up the Millennium Tour. Thank you. And I know Spectacular, he already tired of y'all ass to begin with.
Okay.
So you know Spectacular sitting up in whatever little office he got of his business like, this nigga.
What if more of them or some of the other, no, they would have, that would have came out.
That would have came out if it was anybody else. And I know that I would have expected some shit like that from Slick'em, truly.
Slick'em is actually very unproblematic based on Love and Hip Hop.
He is unproblematic. He's very like.
Who was the one causing the problems?
Pleasure P.
I mean, not
and
really.
Baby Blue, because they wasn't getting along. None of them was getting along.
Well,
but it was Baby Blue,
exactly.
And then Pleasure, and they just wasn't.
Pleasure was honestly minding his own business. he was leading a couple women on in different ways. But other than that, he was minding his own business.
Just singing his songs. I need another boyfriend number 2020 version. Just bring it up.
I don't. I never liked that song.
Boyfriend number two.
Y'all love that shit. That I like Under, about. But.
All right. Anywho. Work playlist.
Wait. When are we doing this?
When are we going to do this? Because we're 54 minutes in. Okay, y'all.
Kirsten wasted our time talking about them damn cars.
Deja was engaged in the conversation. I was. Thank you. Okay, y'all. We have this game, Salute to the Nod. It's called 6 Degrees of Black Separation. Emphasis mm-hmm. on the black. Every person here is black. I had to think about it because I said, oh, she's white. That's
who
not gonna
were
work.
You about to add in that wasn't black?
You know why? Will Smith is in here. Okay. And I was thinking of that movie Focus that he's in.
So you were about to add Margot Robbie?
For a hot, I said Margot, she's white. Sorry.
As hell.
I know. That's why she ain't in there.
Who else is in there? Is Iggy Azalea in there before we get started?
No. Should
Kim Kardashian? No. Chloe?
But Issa Rae is. Okay, anywho, y'all, I don't know. So this is how the game works. Deja will pick two names out of this little pile of paper, preferably two actors and two artists. If you get an actor and a singer, unless you can make it work. If not, it's okay to put it back.
I got this.
And in 6 steps, she needs to get from... Who do you have? Let's see. Let's hear your paper.
I got Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Shit. And Charlamagne.
You might actually be able to make that work. So Deja.
Charlamagne has probably interviewed Denzel Washington.
He has not. I'm thinking. I don't think he has.
I won't go that easy route.
In 6 steps or less, Deja has to get from Denzel Washington to Charlamagne the God. Okay.
All right. All right, so Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. He's been in a lot of movies.
He has. Denzel Washington. I'm just going to quickly get away from this and say Denzel Washington has... Denzel Washington was Chadwick Boseman's mentor.
Okay.
Chadwick Boseman is from South Carolina, like Charlamagne the God.
No, but they're not from the same town. Yeah. I mean, they are, but you got to connect it a little better.
They're not from the same town, but...
I can think of one even better than that.
Okay. I'll still stay on that route then. I'll just go Denzel Washington, which is Chadwick Boseman's mentor. Okay. Chadwick Boseman.
You can do it in 2 steps for sure.
I just did it in 2 steps.
I know, but a better 2 steps that connects them better.
Okay. Let's see. Chadwick Boseman went to Howard University.
Okay.
So did Taraji P. Henson.
Okay.
Taraji P. Henson played Cookie in Empire, who lived in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And Philadelphia was the first place that Charlamagne left South Carolina in to do radio.
That's a good one. I was going to say Denzel Washington is Chadwick Boseman's mentor. Mm-hmm. Chadwick Boseman has been interviewed by Charlamagne 2 times.
Okay. I was trying to stay away from the interview because that would have been – he's interviewed everybody.
That's a good one.
He's interviewed John David.
Oh, the
I'm
son.
Pretty sure.
Yes, the biblical name. That's a good one. Sorry.
It is a biblical name.
Very biblical.
I think it sounds like a saint.
Okay.
Baptist. John David the Baptist.
All right, let's see who I got here. Okay. Oh, shit. All right. Morris Chestnut.
Ooh.
Chocolatey self.
Mm-hmm.
To Missy Elliott?
Hmm.
How would I get there? Trying to think of all the movies Morris Chestnut has been in that
and
would
who
get
he's
me
been with,
right
in movies
to,
with.
I don't think this is a good matchup.
It is. We can do it.
All right, here we go.
You can do it.
Maybe it's easier to get from Missy Elliott to Morris Chestnut. I mean, it's the same thing.
You can do it.
Missy Elliott.
their movies and their music was hot at the same time.
True. But I'm trying to think. Missy Elliott has done music with so many people. Mm-hmm. There has to be a way to get from Morris Chestnut to Missy
Elliott. There definitely is. And Six Steps too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Missy Elliott is basically in a production duo with Timbaland.
Okay.
There has to be a way to get from Timbaland to... Because then my next thing would be Timbaland and Missy were the production duo behind Aaliyah. Aaliyah was in a relate. I'm trying to... Now I'm going to Dame Dash. That's not going to work. I don't
think this is going to work.
That's not
going to
connect.
But I think you could...
Missy, maybe Ludacris? Because Ludacris has been in 1001 The Fast and Furious movies.
That's your route.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know how Missy Elliott connects to Ludacris either, though.
Ludacris has been in many Missy Elliott songs. He was featured on...
Gossip Folks.
Yes,
there we go. So Missy worked with Ludacris.
Ludacris on Gossip Folks. Ludacris has been in 95,000 Fast and Furious. I'm playing.
Okay. Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
I got mine.
Oh.
I'm there. Nigga.
Y'all should have seen the way Deja, first of all, her head was down. As soon as you heard, ooh, Deja popped her head up.
And, I'm
there. Ooh, I got it.
I got there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to give you, you want a hint?
Yes.
Use somebody I just used. Okay, so you're at Ludacris, was in Fast and the Furious with who?
I mean, Tyrese.
Okay.
Tyrese.
Starred in what with who?
Oh, that's not helpful.
Remember, it's somebody I just mentioned.
Tyrese starred in Baby Boy with Taraji P. Henson, and Taraji P. Henson was in that movie with, what's the name of the movie with Morris Chestnut?
It's the
baseball player. He's a baseball coach. He's a coach.
Ma'am. Well, maybe. They've been in a couple movies together then. Because
yes.
I was thinking of Tyler Perry.
I can do that all by myself?
No, that's, but is that their movie that they were together?
No.
It's the T.D. Jakes one that they
were
together.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Then you made it. But I was going with the good one, with all of them. Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey one.
Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
Yes. True.
That's where my head went.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, we did that. Okay. How many steps was that? Missy to
four.
Missy to Luda. Luda to Tyrese. Tyrese to Taraji. Taraji to Morris.
Five, four.
Four?
Yeah. I don't know how to count this.
All right.
We'll do two more.
Okay.
One each.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to go here. I got... this is going to be hard for me. I feel like Lorenz Tate.
Oh, he's been in a lot, though.
And. Okay, I can't do that. Omari Hardwick. That's too easy.
Yeah, I was going to say that's way
power.
Too easy. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll stick with Lorenz Tate, but I'm going to grab. Also, too easy.
Who's that?
Nia Long. Oh,
Love Jones.
Okay,
yeah, take them
the
out.
Side. Okay. Let's try this one more time. Zendaya.
Ooh,
that's
hard.
I feel
hard.
Like that's not that hard, though.
How are you going to get from Lorenz Tate to Zendaya?
Okay, let's think about it.
Okay. What has Lorenz Tate been in? Everything with his fine self.
Lorenz Tate looks like he's the same age as Zendaya.
Done.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. Lorenz Tate. I'm just going to try and get away from Lorenz Tate. So let me move. Let's just move. Starting Love Jones with Nia Long, right?
Okay.
And Nia Long. Nia Long has worked with
a lot of people. But I'm trying to
think.
Ooh, I think I've got it. Do I have it? Because I'm going best man route. Whoever she was in the best man with can get you there.
Well, I'm going to go Nia Long has Nia Long has worked with Sanaa Lathan in The Best Man.
Yes,
Sanaa Lathan starred in that fucking awful movie about that damn lake shit.
Yes,
Lakeview Terrace with Samuel L. Jackson.
Wait, was she in
Lakeview Terrace? That was her. That was she was a neighbor.
That was Sanaa Lathan. Not. That was Kerry Washington.
Okay, then back that up then.
Yeah,
Nia.
I'm like, wait, no. I'm like, wait, Sanaa Lathan. Sanaa Lathan has been in a shit ton of movies.
Okay,
too.
Well, never mind. Never mind. Back it. Back it up.
This is a hard back one. It
up. Okay, so we're at Nia Long again. Kay. So Nia Long, I know who I'm trying to get to, and I know I can get there.
Who are you trying to get to?
You'll know, and okay. Let me tell you, honestly, this person, as much shit as he's done, the goal should always be to get to this person, okay. And you should probably always end up on the other side.
Okay.
Okay, so Nia Long worked with... Was Nia Long ever married to anybody,
no.
too? I'm trying to navigate
She's
that
She's married
space.
Now, though.
Is she... Nia
who
Long.
Is it? Lorenz Tate is who you... No. Yeah. To Zendaya, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I may need to back up again and just go back to Lorenz Tate. But because now I'm seeing so many possibilities, but I can't think of how to get there. Okay. No, let me just stick with Nia Long. Okay. Nia Long has worked with...
I feel like whoever is in The Best Man can get you to Zendaya.
Yeah, but
that's a very big cast.
The way I'm thinking.
Who we got? Taye Diggs, Terrence Howard, Morris Chestnut, Sanaa Lathan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Sanaa Lathan is your way.
I figured it out.
Oh, okay.
Nia Long starred in The Best Man with Sanaa Lathan.
Yes.
Sanaa Lathan had this weird little fucking thing that nobody ever likes to talk about with Spike Lee. You didn't know that?
No, but okay.
Girl, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Had this weird little potentially like dated Spike Lee.
Okay, that's
very
two
strange.
Steps.
Spike Lee went to Morehouse with and has Samuel L. Jackson in almost all his movies.
True.
Samuel L. Jackson... has worked with Tom Holland in
True.
Marvel movies. Zendaya was in the Spider-Man as the Mary Jane with Tom Holland.
That's good.
But I just was trying to get to Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Which that's why I was saying, honestly, it's like if you can get to
Samuel Jackson, you can get anywhere because he's been in everything.
Right.
Yes, that's accurate. That was good.
Girl, yes. Google
that
Sanaa Lathan Samuel Spike Lee thing. There's this episode of Def Comedy Jam where he was like in the audience. I can't remember who was performing, but
and
they like give
him
yes,
huh.
Fucking weird. Right. But you know her dad,
yeah, it's in the business.
Mm-hmm. Was like the godfather of the business.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Okay, last one.
Issa Rae,
ooh, is that bitch? No, sorry, I use this one.
Will Smith.
Okay,
I
feel like this
there.
Is possible.
This is highly possible. How though? All right, so I feel like I'll get to Issa Rae by Jada.
Okay. You mean Will by Jada? Oh wait, you're going from Will to Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Will Smith is married to
Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett Smith has been in a shit ton of movies.
Hasn't Issa Rae been on the Red Table Talk? Probably not. I don't
no,
know.
No, she has not.
Okay.
Okay. I know Jada is my route. She is.
Okay.
Will Smith was it was. Depends on the day you ask them. Will Smith is married to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett Smith was in Girls Trip with Regina Hall.
Okay.
Regina Hall was in Little with Issa Rae.
There you go. Done.
Bow.
Easy. Bling, blow, blur. I like this game.
I love this game. It's so fun.
I'm going to play this soon.
Okay.
With a big group of people.
Yeah, you need a COVID-safe group. But you can
Yeah.
This is a good game to play with, like, a bunch of people and just to figure out how well do you know your blacks.
Right. and their secrets.
Right.
St. Olaf and Spike Lee.
Spike Lee shit, I did not know.
I didn't make that shit up, y'all.
That was good. That was not bad. Will Smith to Jada. Will to Jada, but Will to Issa. All right.
So,
we work will playlist.
What Kirsten said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly could drop literally a load on y'all of new music this week. And I am. I don't feel bad about it. I'll start off with some of my favorites. My boo, my baby daddy, my hall pass, Ty Dolla $ign is preparing to drop his album next Friday, creatively entitled, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I'm excited.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all. He dropped another single from that album today called By Yourself, featuring, surprisingly, for me to be so excited and to like it so much,
mm-hmm.
Miss Jhené Aiko. It is a bomb-ass song. He put on his Instagram today that is dedicated to all the women that do shit by themselves, especially single moms. This is thanking them and
y'all
paying appreciation
y'all
to them.
Y'all the shit. Y'all are the shit.
I'm just going to play a little tidbit from it, but y'all go check it out.
I like this already. It's the voice, maybe. It has caught my attention. You ain't never afraid to be by yourself. You ain't never afraid to be by yourself. Say you ain't afraid to be by yourself. Say you ain't afraid to be by yourself. Hey. You don't need a man, you do it by yourself. Hey. Hey.
You did it by yourself.
Hey. Hey.
Single,
but I'm single on my taxes.
Okay. So y'all that feeling that it's giving me nice for what vibes? Like, yeah. It's a ladies anthem.
Yeah, I like it.
He sounds good. Jhené sounds good. Mm-hmm. Wait till you get to her verse. She be talking that shit. Love that song. Anderson .Paak dropped a new song.
I love
named
Anderson
Jules.
Paak.
Me too.
That man is so damn talented.
It
and he does
don't
not
make
get the flowers
no
he deserves.
He's starting to, though.
Slowly but surely.
He's starting to.
Because for a while there, people was
sleep.
People, man, let
you know who wasn't sleep, though?
Who?
The white people.
They weren't.
White They've been on him.
Love Anderson Paak. That
literally.
Man is so talented.
If y'all, first concert you can go to after COVID,
go
I highly recommend. That literally is one of the best shows I've ever been to in my life. And one of the most diverse shows I've
That's
ever been
beautiful.
To in my life. But he dropped a new song called Jewels that I love. It's got the upbeatness that you know he can give you, the drums. It's just, it's a great song. For bigger artists, and then I'll go to some people that were like, are a little lesser known. OT Genesis dropped last week a song called Back to You featuring Chris Brown and Charlie Wilson. It samples Outstanding. It's a bop.
I love Outstanding.
Me too. That's one of my favorite songs.
Ooh, that's such a good song. Woo!
Gucci Mane dropped So Icy Gang. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but I had to listen to the song featuring Beat Latto called Meeting. It's also featuring Fugiano, who I'm not familiar
that?
With, but he sounds like he's from Atlanta.
Okay, probably.
It samples Meeting in My Bedroom, also a bop.
Okay.
Travis Scott last Friday dropped Franchise featuring Young Thug and Give It Up for My Girl, M.I.A. I love M.I.A., y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Love her. Okay? A little bangly dusty self.
Okay. Where the fuck has M.I.A. been?
Girl, having a baby, I guess.
She had a baby. That baby,
She's
like, five.
Had more. No, she was pregnant when No One on the Corner got swag.
That's
like
a long, that
that's
was
like
a long
15
time.
Years.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. It's like 10 years
that
ago.
That baby is old.
But she may have more.
I'm about to go to her Instagram.
But nonetheless, this song features Young Thug and M.I.A. It's called Franchise. It samples a little bit of In My White Tee, but it also sounds like it samples I'm the Man by Shawty Low too. Like the beat sounds like it's the beat from I'm the Man. I can't really break it down for y'all, but y'all go listen to it. Y'all will hear it. I like it. It's hype. It's Travis Scott. You know, he's going to have you hype, whatever he does. That was all the bigger artists. Oh, and The Weeknd released a remix of In Your Eyes featuring Kenny G on the sax. It rides.
Ooh.
It rides. Okay.
Hmm.
I also have some lesser known artists that released some, well, some of the stuff may not have just been released, but I just discovered it. So I wanted to share some of it with you guys. Leon Bridges, which a lot of you probably know Leon Bridges, and I know you know Lucky Day, especially if you've been listening to me and Kirsten for a while, because we love
Lucky Day.
Some Lucky Day. They have a song called All About You that is beautiful. There's a rapper called Quiet Child that has a song with Tinashe called Ride the Wave. Highly recommend. 5 out of 5 stars. An artist called They featuring...
I've heard of They, yes.
Okay, I've never heard of They. Mm-hmm, has mm-hmm. a song with Wale called Losing Focus.
Mm-hmm, yes.
5 out of 5. Yes. Highly recommend.
It's a very good song. mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nao or Now, I don't know how to pronounce her name. We partied with her, not really, but we were in the L bar with her, and the L bar only holds about 100 to 200 people.
Really, like 75. Let's just keep it above. They be packing niggas in there, but it's legit like 75. Let's not.
So we're basically 200. Best friends, is what we're trying to say. Because
we was bumping. Okay.
She has this new song with Leanne LaHavas, which is called Woman. Also beautiful. A little more upbeat than Leanne normally gives us to. Nao or Now. I don't know. Somebody tell me how to pronounce her name.
I think it's Now.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it's Now.
Her stuff tends to be a little more upbeat, but it was kind of refreshing to hear Leanne LaHavas on something a little more upbeat as well. An artist called Hope Tala. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm.
They have a song called All My Girls Like to Fight. My kind of song.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope, H-O-P-E, Tala, T-A-L-A. Baby Keem. Never heard of them before either. They got a mm-hmm. song called Honest. And then Duckworth, who I had heard
I
before.
Like Duckworth.
Yes. Super Good by Duckworth. Duckworth mm-hmm. is D-U-C-K. W-R-T-H. I wish I could play a sample of all these songs for you because I feel very passionate about all of them right
if
now.
If you can't hear it in her voice, I'm just, if you can't hear it in her voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all, check all of these songs out. If you follow me on Twitter, I've been tweeting out some of them, and I will also, I'll tweet out by the time this episode comes out. I'll go ahead and tweet out more of them the day this episode comes out so that you can have links. I'm a Spotify user, so take it how you may. Mm-hmm. And then I also just wanted to reemphasize that your girl is still diddy bopping to that 21 Savage. Okay, I know I talked about that
He goes down in just history as having Morgan Freeman narrate his album.
Okay.
I know Morgan Freeman charged his ass for that.
And 21 said,
got it. You got Morgan Freeman.
How much money you charging? A lot.
About snitches.
I loved it. I loved it.
Well, since Deja damn near named everything.
I'm sorry. I was lit.
I really don't have much to add, if I'm being honest. I will say, I know I don't talk about him anymore really on this podcast. Trey Songz has released another album.
You heard about the girl he's dating supposedly being a Trump supporter?
Yes, I did hear about that.
Weird.
It's a weird one. He does, so far, this probably is one of his better albums
That's
in the last,
I've heard.
I don't even know how many years. He got back with, what's the guy, Troy Taylor, that did, I think it was his first album.
I don't like his first
or
album.
Or second. One of them. One of the good albums.
The only two Trey Song albums I like is Ready and Trigger.
Yeah, those are good.
In Love or I'm Fucking Nigga. Like, I'm a Fuck Nigga. One of the two. I don't know. The rest of them just didn't hit for me.
Okay. So yeah, his new album is out. It's called Back Home. It's a lot of R&B, like really R&B. I've listened to bits and pieces of it because I'm not really on the Trey Songz wave right now with all the shit he got.
Can't believe it. Kirsten took her surfboard and said, see ya.
Because it's only so many times a woman is going to come out and say you done some fuck shit before I'm like, okay, so something is true. Something has to be true.
Child.
There's no way all these people are lying. Mm. So yeah, there's that. Two Ways is a good bop. And then let's see what else was that. Oh, we've talked about Giveon.
I talked about his EP last week.
Yes. Been bumping that. Keep listening to that, people. It's mm-hmm. great.
And he's fine, y'all.
He is. Just chocolate.
You can't see it on that album cover.
Mm-mm, but that man
Look
is fine.
That nigga up on
he
Instagram.
Is fine. And then honestly, all that's it.
Sorry,
that's all I've got.
Sorry, I was hyped.
You were. It's okay.
Y'all know the next episode y'all get, I'm going to be giving y'all a thorough rundown of this featuring Ty Dolla $ign album, Cheers. Which I have in my gut is about to be iconic.
Okay. Do you have a professional clapback? Okay. So typically,
I probably do though. I'm sorry guys. It's my fault. I didn't like think about this beforehand. And the only thing I thought about today was I was really hyped for this work playlist and I was really excited to play the 6 degrees of black separation. I have had to clap back at some people this week. So I'll think about that in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have some content for y'all niggas because per usual,
it's always going to be some shit. Always.
Yep.
Okay, tip of the week. All right, here we go. So my tip of the week is this. If you guys, we're getting into the holiday season.
You okay?
No.
Why?
Holiday season isn't the holiday season if you can't gather.
Because you can't go outside. But it's getting into the holiday season. Marlon reminded me of this the other day.
Don't forget to treat yourself.
I can't afford to right now.
Because I got my bonus and I was I'm about to pay some shit down.
Yeah.
Marlon was like, "What, you going to treat yourself?"
No.
Not really. It's gone. He was like, he said, "Damn." I was like, "I know."
That's life.
It is. But he was like, "Kirsten, you work really, really hard. And maybe not this time, but, you know, set some stuff aside to treat yourself. Self-care is important, y'all.
Yeah.
The winter time is upon us. Winter is coming. And y'all, just take some time to take care of yourself. We've been in the house for real, for 8 months. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just, you know, go outside. Treat yourself to something good. You know, it's okay.
So what are you treating yourself to, Kirsten?
I treated myself to Starbucks quite a bit this week, if I'm being honest. I'm just saying. But I haven't treated myself. Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, my treat to myself was getting that house professionally clean today.
Oh, yeah. It, you were telling me it smelled so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad they did a good job.
Girl, I was so happy. I said, oh, y'all have no idea.
They and then you like how they leave the toilet paper?
Girl.
So cute. I hate using it.
I know, so I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess it up. But by the end of it, she was like, whoo, finished.
They be exaggerating, though.
I was like, I'm sorry.
No, they be exaggerating.
They was there for a while.
That's your job.
To clean. They did, like, a deep. My house hasn't been professionally cleaned in, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, had to do some work, honey.
Good for them. Everybody's house can't be Terry's house.
That's true. Cause honey, I ain't got the time. But yeah, man, that was my treat to myself. And I was like, this looks so good. I was just so happy. It just feels good to walk into a clean house.
Girl, when it's smelling good.
And you ain't gotta worry about nothing. Everything is put up. Mm-hmm. Like, So yeah, y'all, just treat yourself. Play some 6 degrees of black separation with your family. Have some fun, because I enjoy this game. It's fun, and we're going to do it again at some point.
Yes.
So. That's all we've got.
Any emails?
Nope. Aww. If you do want some advice about life or jobs, career, whatever, we've got you. Email us at asknsfw@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to go out and vote. Make your voice be heard, y'all.
Yes, please.
It's extremely important. If the debate didn't show you, if this town hall yesterday didn't show you, I don't know what it's going to need. But y'all, go vote, for real. It's extremely important. Women's lives, literally, are at stake with this election.
Yeah. Especially if you're in Georgia.
Yeah. Because that 6-week abortion rule they trying to kick in.
That, and we've got some major, like, we can, Georgia and South Carolina, because I know we've got some South Carolina listeners that I know from school and through friends from school. If y'all don't drop kick Lindsey Graham's ass out,
because his ass was begging on Fox News for some money.
He's been begging, y'all. He shook. Make him scared.
Please
kick him out. Please go vote for Jamie Harrison.
Please.
I would say we're not telling you who to vote for,
but we are. We really are. Please go and vote for Jamie Harrison and kick Lindsey Graham's ass to the curb for his flip-flopping ass ways and the fact that he done attached himself to the very man that he called a kook before his ass got elected.
Just like Tim Cruise.
Got his ass on tape telling y'all, you can quote me on this. We're setting a precedent. We cannot do this again. Yada, yada, yada. We will wait. And here he is pushing Supreme Court judge through in record time because an election is in 20-something days.
Y'all.
Usually takes an average of 60 days to get somebody confirmed to the Supreme Court, and his ass is trying to do it in 20.
If you're in Kentucky.
Mitch McConnell, unfortunately, he is just...
My dog Chels mailed off her absentee ballot this week. Shout out to Chels for exercising her right to vote. If you were in Texas.
Oh, y'all really got to vote.
If you are anywhere.
Vote.
Just vote.
Please.
You know, it's a lot at stake this election.
Y'all, it's so much at stake. Lives are at stake. If y'all ever want to go outside again, just vote. Yeah. That's all I can say. Just vote. And that's all we've got, y'all. That is all we've got. I hate when it's an election because my birthday is right after this shit. And it just, ugh.
Girl, I scheduled my next therapy appointment is the day after the election.
Because you just don't know how
this is. He was like, either way, I feel like you're going to need this. I was like,
truly.
You're right.
Truly. You're right. Because, you know, last election, my ass went to Thailand right after the election. And all I got was, why? What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I hate election years. And anywho, that's all we've got. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. You know, man.